I'm joined by Chris Talley with the Carthage Park District, and they have a very special fundraising event that is going to be coming up. And again, that is going to be coming up on Friday, July 30th, at the Lake Hill Winery in Carthage, Illinois. It is a fundraising event for the Jet Brown Memorial Ball Field, and we're going to find out a little bit more about this. Chris, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Steve. I'm doing great.
All right. Now, what is your position with the Park District?
So I'm a board member of the Park District, and so I've served on that board for several years now.
Okay. Now, Jet Brown passed away June 27th, 2020. That was a year ago, hours after his first T-ball practice. What happened, Chris?
Well, it's a very sad and tragic event. He was at home with his family, and he fell from a tractor where he was riding with his dad, and it was a sad day, a sad thing, just tragic thing for the family.
So you're going to have, this is a fundraising event, so this is the Jet Brown Memorial Ball Field. So you're going to make the ball field where he had his first T-ball practice. As you're going to honor him by naming it after him. So what exactly needs to be done to make this happen?
So what we've been doing, we've started this project, and we just need a little more funding to help finish it. We've taken this field that was a small, kind of like a little league field, and it was needing some repair. It was older. And the home plate was like in the back corner of our property. So what we've done is taken the field. We've completely demolished everything that was there. And we've already got some of the basic work done. We got all the dirt work done. We've got the infield laid out, and we've turned it so that home plate is going to be now close to the restrooms and to the concession stand at our property and at the facility. So now we need to just finish out by getting the backstop and dugouts built. To do that, we need just a little bit more funding. And that's what this event is going to do, help raise some money to finish up putting that field together in honor of Jet. And his family has been amazing at helping us make this, you know, come true for them, and build this field in memory of him.
So basically, you're taking an old beat up field and turning it into for lack of a better term, a show place. Is that right?
Well, yeah, you could say that.
I suppose. All right. It's now the event is happening on Friday, July 30th. That's happening at the Lake Hill Winery in Carthage with a meal, live auction, silent auction as well, starting at 5:30. And again, everyone is invited to a fun night of music. Is it music trivia you're going to be doing? How do you get tickets for this event?
So tickets can be bought online. They're available at the website www.helpthecommunity.org/JET, JET. Or there's a few places around, mostly in Carthage, Country Financial,
okay,
on the square, mm-hmm, or Homestead Lumber.
And how much money, you said that you've raised a bunch of money so far, how much money does it take to do all the stuff that you have done and will do? What's the total cost on all of this, do you know?
Well, the total cost right now, looks like it's going to be around $60,000 to do this. We've been fortunate to have many volunteers. We've already got a lot of the work done the dirt work and drainage and things like that with volunteers. So that's helped us out for sure. But there's still a lot of material to buy with the fencing and concrete blocks and things like that that come, you know, with the rest of the facility. So.
Okay. Well, it's, again, you can contribute online at helpthecommunity.org/JET, J-E-T-T, Brown Memorial Ball Field, or Memorial Field Fundraiser. There we go. helpthecommunity.org/JET, J-E-T-T, Brown Memorial Ball Field. Memorial Field Fundraiser. I've got it there. If you need any more information, give me a call at the radio station. But again, it is it sounds like a really worthy way to honor somebody, and again, and to take a tragedy and turn it into hopefully something that at least is a memorable and a good thing for the family and good thing for the community. All right. And again, that's going on again July 30th, and again, it is Chris Talley joining me today. Chris, good luck with all the fundraising. Let's hope we get a lot of people to help you out, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Steve.